Well, I really appreciate it. Obviously, it was his first time addressing the team, not only the team, but the individuals that had their name brought up into this case. So I thought it was very sincere. You know, he promised not to be a distraction. He had a sincere apology for not only us, but our families and, you know, everybody who was in some way affected and in which we weren't involved in this. So, you know, I thought it was a step in the right direction. And, you know, like I've been saying, we're looking to move forward and keep him part of the team. And hopefully everything works out for the best.
What's it like, been like for you guys that were questioning the incident? What's it like been for you guys for the last few days being dragged into this mess?
You know, obviously, when the initial story hit, it's tough because everybody wants to know. And obviously there's speculation about what happened when, you know, like we've said, we had nothing to do aside from holding a charity golf tournament. So it's frustrating, but at the same time, it's a learning experience. And you know, I think next year changes will be made. And for the most part, you know, you have to be more cautious and understand, you know, what you have and what you appreciate. And I think that's the most important thing. And we're looking to move forward from it.
A lot of people just think it was very unfair that your guys' name got dragged in and put out to the media, you know, because with the internet now, man, like that, it's across the world.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think all of us were very frustrated that our names were even mentioned just for being questioned. And like I said, it's unfortunate and it's part of it, but that's the position we're in. You know, our names are going to be brought up just because of the position that we're in, and it is what it is. You know, like I said, we're moving forward from it, and I think everybody, you know, the real story has come out, and our innocence is out there, but I can't stress enough. We're moving forward.
Teachable for you guys, for the young guys, for down the future now?
Sure. Absolutely. McCarthy addressed the team today and saying this is, you know, this isn't like how it used to be, you know, and it's not an excuse, but we're targets now, and it's a very teachable moment, and I mean, there's great things can be learned from this, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we're hoping the best for Underwood, but it's something that we can all learn from, young guys, old guys, is to appreciate what you have and kind of and know the situation and surroundings that you're in and just be more cautious.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and like I'm not using that as an excuse, but at the same time, you know, we're in a very special and privileged situation, so it's not uncommon, you know, to see these type of situations. I mean, you guys have all seen the facts of the story, but it is a teachable moment. And like I've been saying, you just got to be aware with aware of your surroundings, who you're with, and what you're doing. We're an ambassador to the community. I mean, we see this every day with fans asking for autographs, trying to get pictures and whatnot. People look up to us. So you have to kind of represent a model American. I think, you know, for the most part, that's what, you know, 99% of this league does. And unfortunately, there's a few situations where, you know, someone might have a lapse in judgment and it kind of puts a black eye on everybody. So it's unfortunate, but it is a very teachable moment.
You guys are teammates, though. There's always that idea that we're teammates, we're this family. I don't want to single him out necessarily, but how do you get back that team harmony when you're personally, what I imagine the last week has been pretty tough.
It's tough. You know, it's very tough, and he's definitely going to have to earn our trust back, but for the most part, there's not a rift in this team. We're, you know, he's out there giving me calls, giving me force checks within the defense, and we're, you know, we're moving forward, so I wouldn't say this team, obviously it's a little distracting, but I don't think that it's hindered us from moving forward as a team. You know, we have a goal and a mission in mind, and that's what we're going to get after, and that's what we've been able to do and kind of move forward. So, you know, hopefully this will, you know, we'll continue to put it behind us and move forward and take the proper steps in which we need to. But for the most part, it's one of those things that you know, time will tell, and you know, we're hoping for the best for Brandon, and you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
You guys surprised to see this sort of kind of situation come up in this locker room? I mean, it's been around the NFL, but
yeah, absolutely. I think you know, one of the things the Packers pride themselves on is staying out of the media in regards to non-football related incidents. So you know, we've had a few times where we've been in the media lately, and it's something that we're not happy with. So you know. Like I've been saying, they're all teachable moments. So we're looking to move forward from it and just, as I've been saying, understand the situation we're in and what we represent to the community and everything that we embody. And I think, you know, if you truly appreciate that and listen to the older guys, you know, you can stay out of the media and do things the right way.